The following sermon was delivered by Associate Pastor Reverend Natalie Owens Pike in the sanctuary of Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church in New York City. We welcome you to worship with us every Sunday in person or on live stream. For details, go to fapc.org. And now, here's Reverend Natalie Owens Pike.
Will you pray with me? Holy One, be with us as we walk the road of Holy Week. Be with us in our worship. Bring your presence to our hearts, our bodies, and our minds this day. Amen. This year in our Lenten sermon series, we have been inviting this church in music and in song, in prayer and in study and worship to call on the name of the Lord. We have been calling aloud the many names that God claims for God's self and the names we see given to God in our scriptures. For when we call on the name of the Lord, we weave God's presence into our lives, and we remind each other of the infinite and specific ways to describe just who God is to us. And now, as we walk this path of Holy Week, we call on the names given to and claimed by Jesus Christ in his final days with his disciples and before his death. So tonight, as we prepare to be guests at Christ's table and remember our baptisms through the water of our font, we hear Jesus teaching his disciples how to keep following him, even past his death, which none of them can yet see or understand. So on this night, as we contemplate what lies ahead in our Lord's last days, let us hear with ears as the disciples did, still learning how to reconcile how Christ could be both teacher and Lord. Listen now for the word of God as it echoes to us through the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning with the first verse. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, that he had come from God and was returning to God. So Jesus got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Tonight's service begins our journey to the resurrection. Our scripture tells us Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And in the Gospel of John, there is this emphasis on Jesus' knowing, illustrating Jesus' own comfort with these dual selves, fully human, fully divine, fully teacher, fully Lord. So John tells us Jesus knows these are his last days as he leaves his disciples with this final teaching. An example that you should do as I have done for you, Jesus says. And it is in this spirit that we honor Maundy Thursday. We remember the mandatum, the commandment Christ gave us before his death to serve one another as Christ served, to love as Christ loved. For Christ, our teacher and Lord, instructs us not how to seek God only, but how to be with God's people too, how to be with each other, even on the days of our lives that defy our understanding. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, Jesus says. And these two names bring together this wide sense of who Jesus is across two poles: a rabbi, a teacher who instructs, who leads by example, who persists in teaching us even beyond our human misunderstandings. And a Lord, one who leads over us in authority and power, one who knows all that is to come, one who understands the betrayal and the pain and the meaning of what lies ahead. Now, maybe it's my bias as a former teacher, but it's hard for me to imagine good teaching coming from lording your knowledge over those who you teach. I imagine instead, maybe you know them too, the elementary school teachers who kneel to speak eye to eye with their students. That's the kind of gentle teaching that we see in Christ, who kneels too, to wash the disciples. That's the kind of gentle teaching we see in Christ, who commands us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And yet, the disciples' confusion here comes from their misunderstanding of Jesus, not as their teacher only, but also as Lord. For when Jesus first begins to serve them by kneeling at their feet, they resist. "No, Lord, we should serve you," they protest. "You are Lord who we follow. No, it's easier for us to serve you than to receive your service. Let us not upend the hierarchy of our lives." Yet Jesus is clear that even as the disciples resist, if we do not share in this practice, we have no part with him. To follow Christ requires receiving Christ's mercy, requires casting off our imagining of Christ as Lord only, who rules over the rigid hierarchy that so shapes our human world. No, this is a new type of Lord, a Lord who teaches by example, a Lord who knows what pain lies ahead for him and his disciples, and who spends these last tender moments together in their service, barefoot, caring for the dust on their feet. To be a Lord who teaches by example, who teaches in gentleness at our feet, disrupts the dynamics of power in our world, disrupts what actions we think it might take to serve as Christ's disciples. not by convincing others of Jesus's might or authority, but by following in action, word, and deed, Christ's solidarity with our human vulnerability and imperfection. And this is a dangerous posture to take for a Lord. So dangerous that the power structures of our lives sometimes seek to keep us apart from this kind of care for each other. In my hometown of Minneapolis this week, interfaith clergy won a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security to allow people who have been detained to receive pastoral care, to be prayed with, to receive communion, to have their feet washed on Maundy Thursday. Rights to care they have been denied. Jesus knew the importance of serving us in our human needs in the ways that expressing this tender care through the rituals of our faith upsets these definitions of power in our life. A teacher who does not lord over, but instead the Christ who cares to get down on the floor and teach us something, to leave us with knowledge that will carry us forward, knowledge we don't just write down in notebooks or memorize on flashcards, but knowledge that sustains the tests of our living. Knowledge we know in our bodies, having had them held in the hands of Christ. Jesus answered them, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Even when we cannot understand, we have this sensation at Christ's table in our worship together, the sensation of being fed, of being forgiven our misunderstandings, of God meeting us to show us how to care for each other. This is the kind of teaching that Christ invites us to follow in. Before I became your pastor, some of you know that I led an education nonprofit. We hosted a summer program for middle school students and focused on creating classrooms that were full of joy and empowerment for all students, no matter their racial or socioeconomic background. And during summer school, one of my favorite things to do every day was to be the person helping serve lunch in the cafeteria. Because we were a federal free lunch site, we had to keep an accurate tally of how many students were eating meals each day. And this tally certainly did not need to come from me as the director of the program, but standing there to mark each meal gave me the chance to greet every student by name, to be at lunch with them, to hear them in their opinions about the meal of the day, which food options they liked or disliked, to assure them that their sandwich was sun butter, not peanut butter, or perhaps that their meal was pork-free. It gave me the chance to be with them, not just to teach them the program expectations or correct their behavior, but to be with them, to know them, to serve them. And there were multiple summers where I had students ask me to join in this task of passing out meals, 12-year-olds who wanted to share in the responsibility of greeting by name, handing out today's lunch, getting to try on a little bit of this form of leadership. Each day we did this, I did not know what lay ahead. I didn't know which child I was greeting might be in my office later that day or that week in need of another facet of my leadership role. But I know that meeting them at lunch every day meant they didn't only see me during hard conversations, that we shared a foundation of that kind of caring attention. On this night before Jesus was betrayed, the disciples didn't know quite what it meant for Jesus to be both teacher and Lord. They didn't know how important it would be for them to serve in leadership, not just in holding authority. But this is what our teacher left for us to know, that we can serve each other even when we don't know what lies ahead. When we don't know what to do, when we're at war, when our hearts are broken, when we lose our jobs, when we don't understand what's ahead in our lives, we can emulate our Lord who teaches with gentle hands. We can show up in the small and consistent practices of our faith, in the deacon's daily prayer list, in the prayer before our Bible study that humbles us before the teachings of our text, in the ushers whose smiles will welcome hundreds of new faces to this sanctuary in just 3 days. Our congregation knows these practices well and passes them on to our youngest members. Each year during confirmation, Reverend Werner asks big questions alongside our church's teenagers, questions about who God is, questions like, what is the Christian life? And in answer, the last thing that they do before confirmation is to serve together. Along with our outreach staff, the youth help volunteer at our annual game day with guests from our ecumenical outreach partnership. Teenagers share a meal and conversation with our clients, some of whom are homeless or food insecure. They roll the big bingo hopper and they yell out bingo numbers and they play games together. They learn each other's names and stories. They learn how to play games together, teaching each other something about who is community here at this church, who belongs. Upending ideas about who teaches who serves who. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am, Jesus says. These are names Jesus gives us to call him, claimed by him, our teacher and Lord, not just King of Kings, not just Prince of Peace or Messiah, but our teacher, Rabuni, the name the women will call when he comes to them resurrected. Gentle Jesus, exalted by kneeling to us, showing us that our solidarity to Christ is not in lording over, but in teaching alongside. So let us call on him, teacher and Lord, wherever our lives we need him most.
Good friends, depart from this place in peace. Keep your eyes open. Be watchful. Search in the coming days for the return of the light. Amen.
We hope this sermon has been meaningful to you and given you a measure of hope, encouragement, and good news. If you would like to make a donation to support this audio ministry, please visit fapc.org/give. Thank you and blessings to you on this day.